Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, my little lovelies, and welcome back to Cuddle Club, the podcast where I ask hard-hitting questions about human contact. It couldn't be more simple than that. It's been a long time since we've done a Cuddle Club, and I've got all your messages saying you can't live without us. Well, this is the first proper episode, because the last one was a live episode from Soho Theatre. Lovely time had by all. And this is just you listening to me again, just how you like it. Really excited going into 2023, given up wheat, gluten and sugar. And now, you know, you thought, could she be any more annoying? Yeah, I've given up wheat, gluten and sugar. So yeah, I could be. And the joke's on everybody else, because I'm going to be a beach babe by March. Did you want a beach babe doing your audio recordings? Because I'm sorry, but that's what you've got. Got barred from adult gymnastics. Don't want to talk about it. Not a lot else going on, really. I'm starting parkour. I might have started that by the time this goes out. You don't need legs to podcast, that's the thing. You can podcast without legs, famously. So finally I get to go on the last leg. That's why I'm doing parkour. Okay, well look, it's lovely to have you back. Thank you for coming back and enjoy. Oh, so we've got Mike Wozniak on. I was going to say enjoy it, I need to tell you who's on. Mike Wozniak, you'll know him from Taskmaster, where he sort of asserted himself as a national treasure, accidentally. I don't mean he, you know, wasn't his aim, I suppose. He was just there for a laugh. He's on tour and he's got his own podcast, Three Bean Salad, which is very funny. His tour is called Zusa, Z-U-S-A, the only way to spell Zusa, of course. And we'll put a link in the show notes. He is one of the best comedians, one of the best people. I love this man. He's so nice. Everyone who meets him just loves him. He's so, so nice. And we're going to talk to him now, I suppose. I just guessed what tea you wanted, didn't I?
You did, correctly.
Yeah.
It was quite extraordinary.
It was just milk and no sugar, so yeah. It was quite standard, but yeah.
Yeah. But you were bang on.
Before you came in,
yes.
The producer, I won't say which one,
yeah.
Said you were a very elegant man.
Really?
Yeah. And then we said that's kind of one of the highest accolades.
I don't feel I've turned up very elegant.
No, you're very elegant.
But I'm just in sort of jumper and jeans, like, and quite a dirty old coat.
No, I don't. I think they mean just like your DNA.
Okay. My essence.
Your essence.
Got elegant essence.
I think so. You've surely got a glint in your eye.
Okay.
When I watched you on Taskmaster, I thought there's a glint in his eye.
But glints can be bad sometimes, can't they? Sometimes that can be indicative of sort of criminal behaviour.
Yeah. This is...
You've got to be careful about the glint.
Yeah, you have to be careful, but not in a psychopathic way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so well done.
Glint of Elegance.
Yeah,
Glint of... That'll be the name of my fragrance.
A glint of elegance. If anyone is listening in would it be marketing? Would it be perfumery?
Yeah.
What's the French one? Oh, I should know. Diptyque.
What is Diptyque?
Oh. Who's elegant now? Have you ever been to Paris, Mike?
Is there Diptyque all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Diptyque. Yeah, in the streets. Diptyque in the streets.
Wow.
I'm Diptyque in the streets, and I'm Diptyque in the sheets. what are you up to?
What I'm up to? I'm just doing a lot of shows around the place, really. I'm doing a bit of shows and a bit of podcasting, a bit like, well, I'm doing a podcast right now, aren't I?
You've been picky with your shows, you were telling me.
With gigs.
Gigs, yeah.
Yeah. Because no, it's been a real revelation this last year in particular. I just do nice gigs now.
I've started to do that, yeah.
It makes a big change. I'm just pooping about doing lovely gigs.
Have you also started saying no to ones that are like a 5-hour drive for a money that you sort of break it down per hour and think?
No, I haven't. No, not that. Because some of those are really lovely gigs.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's more about the vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you've got a gig in Aberdeen that's got a lovely vibe, Mike will go.
I'm hoping I might be going to Aberdeen in the autumn. Even. I'm trying to work it out at the moment.
For a gig, yeah. But you're one of those rare comedians that actually, rare male comedians that actually sort of likes their family.
That's true. Unless that's all shtick, of course. Unless that's all just an important part of the veneer.
Part of the...
From the Diptyque team.
Okay.
It's a sales point. There aren't any children.
The touch quiz will touch you now. Ooh-wee, touch quiz. Are you ready for the touch quiz? It's not. You looked absolutely horrible. Mike, I don't touch you. Bloody hell. God, I need to work on my brand because people are nervous. I said, are you ready for the touch quiz? This is how I know you're a good family man.
Who's touching what?
Well, yeah.
Am I putting my hand in a sort of mystery bucket?
Sorry, did they not tell you about the touch? Your whole face changed. Really good, actually. No, I'm thinking about touching something. It's not rude.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about touching a thing. And you have 5 questions. Quite hard. You have 5 questions to work out what it is.
Animal?
No.
Vegetable?
No. Oh, dear. A short touch quiz.
Human?
No.
Oh.
Object.
Is it shiny?
I think there's a phrase that goes shiny and then the thing that I'm thinking of.
Is it round?
Yeah.
Is it a button? From the phrase shiny button?
Yes. That's amazing. That's in 4. Is no one else amazed? That's amazing. I put simple button, but you know, who knows?
Simple button.
Yeah, it's just a simple button.
I was thinking of a simple button.
I was going to give you a clue.
Well, I'll be honest, I was thinking of a sort of tortoiseshell button.
Yeah,
that's a round button.
Yeah, that's
4 little holes.
Button. Is there a phrase, a shiny button?
Well, there is now, isn't there?
But is there a phrase?
It's going to be on T-shirts by the end of the week, isn't it?
Part of me thinks that you may have seen my sheet. Did you see my sheet?
I didn't see a sheet. I will look at a sheet. If there's a sheet lying about, I'll look at a sheet.
But did you look at my sheet?
I didn't look at your sheet.
You did?
No, I think I wouldn't have been able to resist the urge to
say simple button first.
Is it simple?
Yeah.
That probably would have been my first question.
Okay.
Well, that's one of the 2 main categories of thing, isn't it? You said it was a thing.
Yeah.
It's either a shiny thing or it's not a shiny thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What about edible or not edible?
Yeah, absolutely. But then is it shiny or is it not shiny?
Well, this one
is it a finely polished edamame bean?
Yeah.
Shiny. Yeah.
I'm going to change my tone in comedy, by the way. And this isn't on the sheet.
Yeah.
It's just
going off sheet.
I'm going off sheet, yeah. A lot of this would be off sheet, you'd be pleased to know. No, but I'm going to change up my tack in comedy and not be blue.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to swear.
You're marching yourself off the end of the pier.
Mm.
Back onto mainland, or are you going deeper out into seas of surreal and what are you going to be?
It's going to be, you know...
Radical?
Oh, God, no, not radical.
Are you going to stick it to the man?
No. Okay. No. The opposite. It's going to be...
You're going to stick it for the man? You're going to become a pro-establishment?
Yeah. No, it's...
Propaganda. Sounds like what you're doing? You're going to make a shift from comedy into propaganda?
Yeah,
on behalf
it's
of
propaganda show.
Big Tobacco?
Yeah, Big Tobacco.
Okay.
Big Pharma.
Big Pharma.
That's going to be my new show, Big Pharma. What's your show about?
It's about my great aunt and her escape from Poland
in
1939 and trying to reunite herself with her bomber pilot husband who had to flee with his plane without her, and then her trying to sort of make it to where he was, find where he was and get there. But it's a sort of, it's kind of, that's something that's known within the family, but then lots of the details are quite hard to pick apart, really. There's what she told different members of the family.
Oh, really?
There's what you can find in the document. So it's then sort of, you know, it's trying to work out what's true and where.
What if he was just ghosting her?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Time for a rewrite.
No, that's a lovely story. Is it? Yeah, sounds like.
Well, it might be.
It's got everything. Romance, history.
It's got both of them. Both are the possible elements.
She's obviously passed away now.
Yes.
Is she a great aunt?
Great aunt, yeah.
Yeah, usually they don't hang around. They don't hang around that much. Yeah, aunts, you've got more chance of. Because it's hard to do the same story.
Yeah. No, she's not about anymore. So there's no sort of copyright issues or anything like that.
She didn't write a diary.
It's public domain, great aunt. Mm. Yeah.
She didn't write a little diary or anything.
No.
Quick fire questions.
Yes.
Quite agree. Quick fire round.
Okay.
Okay. What age should we start putting people down?
I think that's quite dependent on their behaviour.
Yeah.
I think there probably should at least be some sort of second chance.
Yes.
Involved.
Yes. And then it's 60.
And then it's 60. Yeah. A flat 60 across the board.
You don't need to get to 61 if you really think about it. It's dragging us down. Will you ever in your lifetime succumb to plastic surgery?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
What areas are you thinking about?
I don't think many people go in for the back, so I think I can see if I can get that started and become a brand ambassador for getting a back job.
A back job.
And then start sort of training that about the place.
And what, sort of top to bottom, the whole thing resurfaced?
Yeah, but different, because people are getting a bit... People get their knickers in a twist about the old sort of V shape, particularly for gentlemen. Mm. So, I mean, what about the other letters? Let's try it out.
Yeah.
Let's try a Y shape back. Let's try a C. Let's see what happens.
Ooh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
What conspiracy theories do you believe in?
Aliens.
I believe in aliens. Mm-hmm. You've got to.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm quite happy to incorporate aliens into pretty much any conspiracy, really.
Princess Diana?
Aliens. She was an alien who was going out with an alien, being driven by an alien, being chased by aliens, and it was covered up by aliens.
Do you believe the thing that, you know, a lot of people say an alien came down and sort of made love to me and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you believe that one?
No, I don't believe that, but I believe people are sucked up and then they have the lovemaking in this flying saucer and then they're deposited again. But they don't come down to make love.
Hang on, what? You actually believe that?
They get sucked up.
Yeah.
Because they can't get the mood music right otherwise. Because if you think you've got a flying saucer, you're going to have a sweet sound system, aren't you?
Yeah,
that's not, a Bose isn't going to cut it if you come down to Earth. So it's Atmos, isn't it, really?
Yeah. It isn't everything. Mm. Have you ever got on the wrong train? That's the last one.
Yes.
Where do you go?
There was a period of my life where I would fall asleep quite a lot on my way home from London to Exeter, and then you're at real risk of getting all the way to Penzance.
Oh, no.
So I've never gone as far as Penzance.
Oh, no.
But I have overreached, and I've nudged into Cornwall.
And then what? Is the train back? Can you get a train back at that time, though?
They do. The trains do go both ways, yeah. So you can.
Yeah, but at 11 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been at 11 p.m. I mean, it doesn't really matter the time of day.
No,
if I'm on a train, I'll fall asleep.
You've never had to get a hotel, I suppose.
That hasn't happened. No, okay, never, not yet. I've never had to get a hotel.
Let's not rule it out because you're not getting any younger. These naps. <That's true. laughs> These naps of yours.
The naps are to try and keep me youthful. That's the whole point of the naps, is to, fight the aging process.
You're a very elegant man.
Thank you.
Cuddle thee, oh cuddle plum. Cuddle thee, oh cuddle plum. And that's as good as it's going to get. Cuddle thee, oh cuddle plum. And I guess by that I mean, how do you feel about cuddling?
Cuddling, I suppose broadly pro, but with heavy caveats, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. The word cuddling is very specific to me.
It's a horrible word.
It's an awful word, but in the right scenario, it's okay. I mean, if you're talking about, an adorable niece or something.
Yeah.
And she's 4 and she wants a cuddle and have a story, fine, the word.
Yeah.
But I don't...
It's not that, nice for adults.
No, I don't think so. A hug, yes.
Yes, hug, yeah.
I'll hug people.
Hug to the cows.
I'll embrace them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I might even give someone a squeeze if they want a squeeze.
Wow.
And that's a crucial part of it, obviously.
Yeah. Wow, I wasn't expecting you to go that far.
But if a grown adult
asks
me for a cuddle, I'll have questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's someone I know well, then I'm going to be worried about them.
Yeah.
If it's someone I don't know, well, you're not going to see me for dust. I'm out of there.
Family, though?
Family, of course.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I don't... I don't think I give my wife a cuddle.
Oh.
Necessarily. I certainly hug my wife.
Hug, yeah. It's more respectable.
But I don't know what...
No, I don't know what it
but
is.
But maybe she thinks she's in a cuddle. You have to get her.
Women sometimes do.
I don't.
Women sometimes do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to play like a bridge over cuddled water?
Yes.
Yes, it's the right answer.
Okay.
Basically, I take a song that you'll know,
yeah,
but I just sing it cuddle.
Okay. The game element? Oh, I guess what it is.
You guess what it is. Yeah. I'm afraid it is me singing. And I got sacked from my singing teacher. She said, there's nothing I can do for you. So it's quite a hard game.
You got sacked by a singing teacher?
Yeah, I got a singing teacher. And day one, he said, what can you do? And I thought, well, singing is just confidence. So I sort of belted out a tune that I've been learning for 3 months. And he looked really sad, looked at the floor, and he said, I'm so sorry. He said, there's nothing I can do for
nothing.
You. Nothing. And he showed me the door and gave me my money back, yeah.
What age was he?
Oh, I was a grown adult. I was 28, yeah. Yeah. So.
That's haunting.
Okay.
Shoot.
I'm cuddling in the cuddle.
Yeah, you show him, Lou. You show that pillock. Self-taught this is.
I feel sick. Okay. I'm cuddling in the cuddle. I guess two people can be elegant. What do you think that is?
Oh, that's the whole sample.
Yeah. If we go too far off piste, it might not sound like...
Oh, we're on piste, are we? Now this is on piste.
It might not sound like it if we go,
I'm cuddling in the cuddle.
I'm cuddling the cuddle in the cuddle.
Oh!
Yeah.
MJ.
Yes.
Man in the Mirror.
Yes. Probably shouldn't have chosen a paedophile, but we live and we learn.
But he did write some great tunes.
Yeah, you can't argue with the snappy choruses.
Yeah.
You've scored absolutely very highly. Oh,
thank you.
Do you know what I'm doing on this series? Everyone can play for the opportunity to for a meet and greet with my kittens. You already did quite well.
These are the ones you were telling me just before we recorded this morning have defecated across the floor of your flat. Yeah? Those guys.
Those guys. Well, no, they didn't exactly.
What were they called? Dr. Box Fresh.
Dr. Gorgeous.
Dr. Gorgeous.
Dr. Box Fresh. No, they didn't shit across the flat.
Mm.
They shit in the litter box.
Okay.
And then they sort of got, because it's quite a sort of sloppy one, they got it all off.
Sloppy litter box?
A sloppy excrete.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, fine.
So they got it all on their behind and their paws. And then they don't even know, so they're just sort of going across the duvet, etc. Off they go, yeah.
Well, that's a lot of people don't keep their litter trays on the duvet, do they?
No. That's
but I guess, you know.
Part of the problem, I suppose. But I don't want to get up in the night if I fancy going.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. How romantic are you?
Oh.
You've been married for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm the right person to answer that question. I would hope
Ask your mistress.
I'd like to think you are. I am, and it's there.
Well, I'd
but
like,
romance means different things to different people, doesn't it? I mean,
what does it mean to you?
Well, I was raised in an era where you were, like, if you were a young boy in the 80s, you were very much indoctrinated that romance is kicking in a woman's window dressed in black.
Oh, yeah. Of course, and I still think it is.
Of chocolates that are being quite swashbuckling. But yeah. I don't think that's my style, I don't think.
Maybe it's just listening.
Hey, guys.
what were your family like?
What were they like?
Yeah.
You've had some
news. The other family, no. I mean, like, growing up. More like a different family. Now you've got
affectionate.
Your family.
Yeah, yeah. You mean my parents.
Generally,
and, yeah, affectionate family, definitely.
Were they?
Yeah, yeah. Physically, yeah, kisses and cuddles and all that.
In Poland.
Both my parents grew up in England, but one side's of Polish extraction, one's Welsh.
Oh.
So the Polish side, you know, my dad would kiss his dad. That's the sort
really?
Of, you know, yeah, so the, yeah, they were affectionate. My parents were always physically affectionate growing up as a little nipper.
So
I had a lovely, cuddly, very round Welsh grandma.
Oh, that's perfect, isn't
she
it?
She was delightful.
I bet she baked.
She did bake.
Yeah, I bet she did.
Yeah, we had lots of affection growing up.
Don't get defensive. I'm not from a broken home.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually. I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? What's the best cuddle in a drama or a film or something?
Oh, I know that.
What is it?
Unless you get this all the time, do you?
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to say.
Well, it's when Han Solo gets defrosted.
No, never
And he falls into the hairy arms of Chewbacca, his oldest friend. Chewbacca gives him a lovely, big, warm, comforting.
And he's hairy.
He's big and hairy and he's huge and he's immense. And Han Solo is cold and shivering and he's wet and he can't even see. But he knows from the cuddle, from the smell of it, that it's chewy. And before you know it, he's up on his feet and he's raring to go. Of course he is. He's had a chewy cuddle.
And that's the best one.
Yeah, yeah, by far.
What's life all about? That's just a quick one.
conquest.
Oh, winning.
I don't know. Do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Come on.
Shh, can't tell. Well, you were a doctor.
A long time ago.
But do
they
you...
don't tell you, though.
They don't. Oh, that's a shame.
They tell you they're going to tell you, then they don't.
Oh, I thought it was at the end of it you get to...
No, it's a real teaser thing. So you get to the end of your degree, and then they're like, oh, we're not going to tell you, we don't know either.
Are you quite scientific, though?
Well, ostensibly I was, I suppose. I'm probably not now.
Why? What's happened?
Well, I haven't done anything like that for years. I've just been... mucking about, talking nonsense and stuff.
But even if you're a doctor, you know, like, this is what I've heard. I don't know, I didn't really do a medical degree and didn't get around to it, but could have done it. But, there's certainly a spiritual side to it because you, a lot of the time, well, to different people, but sometimes doctors know when someone's going to die.
Yeah.
And then often people have experiences where they do die and speak to beings and then they come back down.
Right.
Any interest?
Interested, of course.
Have you ever had any of that?
I do think when doctors know that someone's going to die, it's not because of a spiritual angle. Generally, there's normally sort of quite clear metrics that they're reading, like sort of oxygen levels in their blood and things like that.
But I thought it was more like, you know, she's
vibe.
Ready to go. Yeah, vibe. I thought it was more vibe.
That's quite difficult, actually,
but
real life.
But have you ever spoken to anyone who's like... just been up there and then come back down, like, so they're technically dead and then they come back to life and they're like, it wasn't my time.
And then you realise you've wasted an opportunity and you give them a couple of messages and then you send them back on their way again, take them off the drip. Then, do you mind just telling grandmother that I love her?
Then
I'll bring you back again. Don't worry, I promise I will.
Well, have you ever had anything like that?
I've never met anyone who's had one of those experiences.
Really?
No, disappointed. The people that I've come across who've been at the brink of death and come back, they've normally just been very unconscious. And you know, that's it. There's been no shining lights.
That's a shame.
I mean, it's an oft recorded thing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not a thing.
And they might not tell you because they might be a bit sheepish about it.
They might be feeling rough. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They might be busy.
They might be thinking, I made the wrong mistake. They come around, see you, think, I made the wrong mistake. It was really nice up there. Are you less scientific now then?
I expect so.
Is that just getting older?
It's probably getting older. It's probably losing a bit of detail of the memory of stuff. Operating increasingly on instinct, perhaps,
yeah, that's better though, isn't
it? As well.
Yeah.
Well, it can be. It can be worse as well, especially if they get entrenched. You could get yourself in a bit of a pickle.
What do you mean?
Well, I think sometimes people get to a certain age and they start to believe that because they've hit their 40s or their 50s or their 60s, that they're inherently wiser than those around them.
Ooh, yeah.
They're not necessarily. It can give a kind of confidence that can be quite dangerous.
Oh, that's you're absolutely describing me. This is uncanny. I'm writing a book. It's full of that stuff. So you didn't really answer what life is about.
No, I tried to parry that.
Yeah. Mm. Do you want another go? Okay, no, we'll move on. How do you feel about the meet and greet with my kittens?
I feel quite excited about it. I don't feel like I'm necessarily in the running at the moment. But
no, you're very much in the running. Okay. If you could just tell me what life's all about.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Okay, are you ready for Alan de Botton?
Ready as I'll ever be.
What are you curious about lately? Curious about?
What am I curious about lately?
Yeah. That's from Alan de Botton.
There is something, but it's very boring.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue if you like.
Salt. It's
something John Robbins put me onto.
Pennies, coins.
It's not pennies.
Coins. You know the historical coins.
It's not historical coins. We spent an awful lot of time in a car together in December and he gave me a tip off about something and I'm just loving it.
Insurance.
It's not insurance.
Cars.
No.
Kia Sportage.
We were in one, but yeah, it wasn't that.
Ooh.
It's the English language.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Itself. He put me onto this amazing podcast about the history of English, language. It's
Did you kind of like
Anglo-Saxon, Oldie English, Middle English, all that kind of stuff.
Lovely.
And it's, you know, it's not good chat. It's not good chat fuel for a party scenario.
That's beautiful.
But I'm happy as a pig in the proverbial.
Yeah.
It's lovely. it's just this bloke just rabbiting on about, you know.
Yeah.
About, yeah, sort of Normans.
Did you go to Oxford or Cambridge?
No.
Something like that? Did you not?
No.
What a surprise. Where?
I went to London.
I went to
medical school called St George's.
Oh, you can't. Oh, it's medical London. School, isn't it? It's a different thing. It's a different thing. Can you go to medical school at Oxford or Cambridge?
Yeah.
Of course you can. Yeah. Of course you can.
You do whatever you like there, I reckon.
Who's interviewing who here? Okay, another question from Alan de Botton.
Yeah.
In a way, and this is going to surprise you, I think his questions might even be better than mine.
Come on. Come on.
Do you know what I mean?
Rubbish.
What does success mean to you?
Oh, plenty of time off.
Yes.
What's down tools. What? Airplane mode, you know, off grid.
How does Catherine Ryan do it?
I don't know how she
does
it.
You know what I mean?
I haven't asked her. I don't know. But time off, proper time off, off grid time off.
Really, off phones?
Yeah, all that business.
God, I don't like that.
Do you not?
No, I feel very wretched if I'm not with my phone around my neck. I might get tweeted.
I'd always rather just be bobbing about in the sea somewhere.
Oh, I love bobbing about in the sea.
Nothing in my brain. Nothing. Completely empty.
I do like bobbing about in the sea. Do you cold water swim?
I'll swim in any basic, anything wet. I'll swim in it. I'm happy. I'm just happy swimming.
You don't mind about the month?
I don't mind about the month. I'd prefer a warm water swim.
Oh, you would. Yeah,
any day of the week.
I went cold water swimming today in the ponds.
Did you?
Yeah, and it's sort of horrific when you first get in.
But without any kind of like wetsuit, just in your togs?
I had a shorty on.
Yeah.
The short wetsuit.
Okay.
And I had the gloves and the feet.
Very wise.
But, you know, your arms and legs are out. Mm. Your head's got a woolly hat on.
Were you invigorated?
You woolly get hat. Out of there.
Did you not dunk?
No, don't dunk.
You don't dunk?
No, don't dunk. But
that's
sometimes
quite radical. Most of the cold water tribe, they swear by the dunking.
No, not in the ladies' ponds.
No one dunks?
No,
they've. Or you're not allowed to dunk?
You can dunk if you want.
Okay.
But you show me a dunker and I'll show you a liar.
Really?
Because there's not many dunkers. Something to think about. Okay, what has your childhood dream changed, has it? what was your childhood dream? Has it changed?
Oh.
Doctor.
I don't know if that was a childhood dream. That was more a sort of childhood, probably, this is what I'm probably supposed to be doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Father?
I don't think, is that a childhood dream? Do people, six-year-old boys running around dreaming of...
Was your dad a doctor? Often people do that because...
Both parents were medical. Oh. Yeah, so it was very much in my... In the world.
Did they want you to be a doctor?
They didn't push me. Either way, but they're perfectly happy when I went for it.
Very suspicious.
I don't know, childhood dream. I think I had a bit of a fascination with Spike Milligan when I was a very little boy and the Goons. And I thought that seemed like a lot of fun mucking about with your mates, making comedy.
And here you are.
So I did daydream of such things. God. But I also, you know, would have dreamt of, you know, trying to look for ancient relics and the Amazon in a canoe with a Wookiee. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe there would have been different TV dreams. Show.
It's a TV show waiting to happen, of course. That's why I said it here.
If you
were... all the big execs listen. I know this is where they get a lot of where they pick up a lot.
If you work in a perfumery or you're one of the big top dogs, big execs, you know, get in touch.
Get in touch, yeah, please.
Cuddle calculator. Mike,
yeah,
your ducks are in a row. Your luck's in.
I've lucky duck.
Yeah, it's now time for the cuddle calculator.
Oh,
and I put all the information into a calculator.
Okay, that you've accrued during this interview.
Yes, and it's very high tech.
Yeah,
and then it just comes out with your cuddle type.
Oh.
It can't have been written before because
no.
How would I know what you were going to say?
And what does that mean? Does that mean the cuddle type that I should be giving or
no,
I should be seeking?
This is the cuddle type that you are.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's very deep. It's like sort of like a personality test, but like 16 psychologists.
Okay. You know? That level of rigor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So shall I just read it out from the cuddle calculator?
Yeah, if it's calculated already, has it?
Yeah.
It's quick.
Sailor's delight. And we mentioned boats as well.
That sounds good.
Oh, I did.
Already. I like the sound of this.
You are like a cocktail at a seaside bar, a cocktail that everyone wants to drink in, like a kindly uncle with a glint in his eye for all the right reasons. You're tippity-top and tip for the top of the cuddle charts. And that's
wow,
you.
That's lovely. That's really given me a boost. Thank you. It's a little spring in my step.
I think
sailors,
so.
Sailor's choice, sailor's...
It's sailor's delight.
Sailor's delight.
Yeah. And that's in a wholesome way. Yeah. And we'll pop you on the board for the meet and greet. At the moment, you are at the top.
Okay. Of one.
Yeah, top of one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Also the bottom of one.
Okay.
So anything can happen. If you want to meet the poopy...
Well, I'll be watching that table very carefully.
Yes, you will, yeah.
Over the coming months.
2023 could be a very important year for you.
Could meet two cats.
Dirty dream. And get your show off the ground.
Oh.
What was it?
Looking for ancient artifacts on a canoe with a Wookiee.
Yeah.
On the Amazon.
Yeah, on the Amazon.
Please.
It's high budget. It's high insurance, high budget. But it's also in high demand, probably. Oh, thanks for being with us. And that was Mike Wozniak. What a lovely guy. He's on tour with ZUSA, ZUSA. Book tickets now. And it is podcast Free Bean Salad. Check that out. And, you know, don't be afraid to have a nice time. Why don't you follow us at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter? And we might, you know, it's sort of chicken and egg, really. You know, we get the followers, we might post the content. You know what I mean? Well, nice to be with you. And yeah, just sort of, you know, remember to CC everybody in. If CC stands for Cuddle Club, you've missed it. Come on. Oh, I've missed that catchphrase.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.